The previous night's long misery was forgotten. The numbness had departed her hands and her feet. There was no grief in her now, no sense of loss, no fear. For the moment, Susanna was exactly the woman that Ka had made her. The mixed smell of gunpowder and blood from the downed buck was bitter. It was also the world's sweetest perfume. Standing up straight on her stumps, Susanna spread her arms. Roland's pistol clenched in her right hand and made a Y against the sky. Then she screamed. There were no words in it, nor could there have been. Our greatest moments of triumph are always inarticulate. 4. Roland had insisted that they eat a huge breakfast, and her protests that cold corned beef tasted like so much lumpy mush cut zero ice with him. By 2 that afternoon, according to his fancy-schmancy pocket watch, right around the time the steady cold rain fattened into an icy drizzle, in other words, she was glad. She had never done a harder day of physical labor, and the day wasn't finished. Roland was by her all the while, matching her in spite of his worsening cough. She had time, during their brief but crazily delicious noon meal of seared deer steaks, to consider how strange he was, how remarkable. After all this time and all these adventures, she had still not seen the bottom of him, not even close. She had seen him laughing and crying, killing and dancing. She'd seen him sleeping and on the squat behind a screen of bushes with his pants down and his ass hung over what he called the log of ease. She'd never slept with him as a woman does with a man, but she thought she'd seen him in every other circumstance. And no, still no bottom. That cough's sounding more and more like pneumonia to me, Susanna remarked, not long after the rain had started.